May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure before thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. We heard in our story today a model of how to become an angel or an apostle, one who is sent by the Lord with a message of love to all the people in the world, all the people in the heaven, anyone you meet. But that model begins with the casting out of evil spirits. First, the evil spirits are cast out, then the man asks to follow the Lord, and then the Lord sends him out as an apostle. First, evils must be shunned. Our reading from the Heavenly Doctrine, however, was not merely a matter of first in time. It wasn't simply saying that evils must be shunned as sins before you can do good, but that shunning evils as sins was loving good itself. Loving truth itself is shunning evils as sins. And it is in the shunning of evils as sins that you are doing good. It's not merely a requirement. The doctrine of life goes on to talk about four examples of sins to shun and the good that you love at the same time because of it, and the good that you serve. To the degree that you shun murder, you love charity. You love loving the neighbor. To the degree that you shun adultery, you love chastity. To the degree that you shun theft, you love sincerity. And to the degree that you shun bearing a false witness or lying, you love what is true and honesty. You can think of these four virtues: charity, chastity, sincerity, and honesty, as four virtues that you love or look up to or aspire to as you are shunning evils. Obviously, we know that someone who is cruel is not loving the neighbor. But it's more than that when you shun murder, when you shun being cruel, when you shun spreading rumors about people or gossiping behind their back, or when you shun being mean when you don't need to be, when you destroy someone's reputation. Shunning murder is loving the neighbor. It is having the virtue of charity. The Lord fills good into all of us inasmuch as we have a clean vessel. The Lord will pour that good into us and is constantly pouring that good into us. That good flows into us always. But when we have a dirty vessel, it is polluted and corrupt. So all you need to do is clean the vessel. And cleaning the vessel itself means you have good. This is easier to understand when you consider it with specific kinds of occupations. And the Heavenly Doctrine gives us four: a priest, a soldier, a merchant, and an artisan or craftsman. Each of these has tools that they need, tools and techniques of the trade. These tools and techniques are the truths that allow them to do good. With a minister or a priest, it's fairly obvious that the truths are the truths from the Word. And inasmuch as he teaches those truths and gathers them up, he can do good with them. A soldier has truths or techniques and tools as well. He has the tools of his discipline, the tools of his weapons and armor. He has the tools, if he is a policeman, of his car. All men who serve our country have tools that they use. And these tools are like truths that they've gathered up to do good. A merchant also has tools of the trade, tools of financing and accounting, tools of knowing what is valuable and what is not towards his clients and towards the bottom line. A merchant can gather these techniques And these techniques and tools, they're the truths that can lead him to the good that is trading. And an artisan or craftsman has the most literal tools. And those tools can help him perform and perfect his craft and do good by it. Working in reverse, you can see how bad tools lead to evil. If an artisan or a craftsman has a poor measuring stick, or a poor tape measure, or poor hammer, or weak nails, a house that he might build is likely to fall. He's going to be an artisan. He's going to be a craftsman. The Lord has made him a craftsman. As long as he makes sure that his tools are good and true, he will be able to perform good. A merchant, if he has a bad calculator, he will lead to evil. Evil, bad things will befall him and all those he does business with. If he has weights and measures, and those weights are faulty, that measuring will be fraudulent. And the Lord warns us to shun fraud. And a soldier, if he does not take care of his weapons, puts himself and his compatriots in terrible danger. And if he does not follow the discipline and the chain of command, then he's no longer a soldier serving his country, but merely serving himself. And so a priest, if he has falsity or truths out of order and not aligned with what the Lord says is just and true, those truths can lead people to evil. He can preach falsity and thereby lead to evil. So you need good tools. But you need good spiritual tools, even as an artisan, a merchant, and a soldier. Certainly as an artisan, merchant, and soldier. An artisan or a craftsman doesn't merely have measuring tape and hammer and nails and all the other tools and training of his trade. He also has the integrity to work honestly and diligently. Or as the heavenly doctrine says, to work and apply himself zealously to his work and love it as a good of his life. To know as a house builder that you are building someone's home and to know that if you do evil by them, it could literally kill them. On a smaller level, if you cut a little measurement here and lie a little there, not only are you stealing from someone's budget, but you're stealing from the good that they might do. A craftsman who works zealously to apply himself, honestly, justly, and faithfully, shunning sins as evil, knows that they are not just building or perfecting their craft, they are letting others do good, and they are doing good themselves. The heavenly doctrine says that a merchant who devotes himself to trade from the love of trade is doing good. Trade itself is a good. When you offer to others something that they don't have in exchange for something that you don't have, everyone grows wealthier because of it. A merchant who knows that they are a vessel by means of which others may give good to others. If you have a store and you stock it with all the good things that people need, you are a vessel bringing those good things to others. And they trade through you as a merchant so that all may receive good. If a merchant looks to their job and their occupation with this in mind, that they are serving good, that they are being a vessel for good, and they are honest and justful, faithful and true in that service, then they know they are part of the Lord's kingdom. And a soldier, too, if he loves the military service and serves his country for the love of it and not for seeking of reputation, then he too knows that he is doing good. He knows the good that his country and his laws serve. Policemen and other workers know that they are promoting the law, the peaceful and secure living of their neighbors. These soldiers know that when they shun evils, they are not merely shunning evil, but they are serving good. And a priest can know and be happy that as much as they shun falsity and shun evil and teach truth to the good of life, then teaching those truths will lead to the good of life. A priest can be confident that their congregation, when they hear the truth and apply it to their own lives individually, that the Lord will fill them with good. A priest does not need to worry about filling people with good. It's the Lord's job. He can shun evil and provide truth, and the Lord will inflow with good. A soldier is not there to provide good. A soldier is a dangerous person. He's not there to do good. He's there to prevent evil. And inasmuch as he shuns evils and sins, he knows that the Lord and his country can inflow with good, that the Lord can bring peace and harmony and security to his country. And a wise merchant knows that he does not do good. He is merely a vessel, a means by which the Lord may do good. And if he shuns evils and sins, the Lord will flow in with good. And an artisan must too be wise. As much as his work is very intimately tied to his effort, he must know, if he is wise, that obeying the rules is why his craft works at all. And that by obeying the rules of his craft and shunning evils his sins, the Lord flows in with good and blesses him and all those he serves. We can only love truth and serve the Lord inasmuch as we shun evils as sins. We must first cast out the evil spirit. We must first ask the Lord to cast out the evil spirit and ask him to give us good. Inasmuch as we follow the Lord will send us out. And we can be confident, shunning evils as sins, that the Lord will do mighty works through us. Amen. And now to the one God of heaven and earth, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.